It was a cool morning across the area, with temperatures starting off mainly in the 20s. And temperatures this afternoon are running on the cool side for this time of year. Highs today were mainly in the low to mid 40s. To put that in perspective, our normal high is right around 50 to about 51 degrees across our area. So temperatures today were about 5 degrees cooler than what is typical for this time of year. But at least the sun was out across much of the area through the day. There were some stubborn clouds, though, through portions of the Adirondacks into the northern part of Vermont at times, and also some stubborn clouds at times through portions of the Berkshires south into Connecticut, and also there were a few clouds in portions of the lower Hudson Valley. But for the rest of us, sunshine was quite bright with high pressure in control, and we'll keep that high pressure area in place tonight, which means dry air, it means mainly clear skies, and it means that it will be another chilly night across the area. Temperatures overnight will drop off mainly into the 20s, with some teens possible across the highest terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll keep things fairly quiet. We'll have high pressure and control to start off the day, so we're looking at sunshine during the morning. Again, it will be a chilly start. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, a front will approach from the west, a cold front. And so as the day moves along, sunshine will begin to fade a bit by afternoon. We'll see some clouds work into the area. It should stay dry, though, through the daylight hours. Temperatures tomorrow should be a little bit milder than today by about, say, 3 to 5 degrees. So we'll target highs tomorrow mainly in the middle to upper 40s. A few spots maybe right around that 50 degree mark tomorrow afternoon, which is right around seasonable. After that, we will be far from seasonable heading through Friday into the weekend. That cold front will come through tomorrow night. Now, as the front comes through, there is the chance for some rain or snow showers, maybe even a couple of bursts of snow, especially north and west of the capital region. Following that front, we will have a much colder day on Friday, with highs running only in the 20s to 30s, with wind that will make it feel even colder. Some lake effect snow is likely, especially to our west on Friday, and a few snow showers or flurries are possible across our area, and we'll keep things on the cold side. Friday night, teens across the area, and then we're only in the 30s, low to mid-30s on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow morning sun, some afternoon clouds, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, then some afternoon clouds, a bit warmer, with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, some afternoon clouds, a bit warmer, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow morning sunshine, some afternoon clouds, highs in the 40s to near 50. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a few scattered snow showers, windy much colder with highs in the 20s and 30s, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.